Former Congresswoman Nan Haworth is reiterating her call for Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney to step down from the FAA Oversight Committee.
And he sits on the committee that has jurisdiction over the subcommittee and the committee that has jurisdiction over the FAA. So he certainly should have been aware that this is something that's against current law. And you know, that shows a disregard. It's like, well, yep, the law's good for everybody else, but not for me. Doesn't apply to me. That's an attitude that should concern all of us.
Maloney commissioned a video of his Cold Spring wedding using a drone. The FAA bans drone flights for commercial purposes. Maloney spokeswoman Stephanie Formas, in an emailed statement, says in part, quote, "On their wedding day, Sean and Randy were focused on a ceremony 22 years in the making, not their wedding photographer's camera mounted on his remote control helicopter." Hardworking families fired Tea Party Congresswoman Nan Haworth because they were tired of these political games and sent Sean to get results on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, end quote. The FAA released a statement saying, quote, "The FAA is looking into a report of an unmanned aircraft operation in Cold Spring, New York on June 21st to determine if there was any violation of federal regulations or airspace restrictions," end quote.
All of the regulations they purportedly attempt to enforce now are not actually binding regulations. That's part of the confusion here.
That's Nabih Hassaid, an attorney with Levine, Sullivan, Cook & Schultz, who also runs online learning platform DroneU.org, which explains the integration of drones into domestic airspace. She says the FAA has been tasked with integrating drones into domestic airspace by September 2015.
This is the heart of the controversy when it comes to domestic drone regulations. The FAA maintains that they have the authority to regulate the airspace and anything relating to the safety of airspace, which of course would include drones because they're up in the air.
However, she says such regulation needs to go through a federally mandated rulemaking process.
The rules that the FAA is attempting to enforce now have not actually gone through that process, but the FAA is kind of in a pinch, right? We have these technologies that are in the air, they are flying, there are real and clear dangers that do result from their use. I mean, no one wants one of these things to fall down on anyone's head, right? So the FAA, very understandably, wants to enforce the safety and ensure the safety of the domestic airspace, but the rules they have at their disposal to do so just haven't gone through this formal process.
Haworth, unseated by Maloney in 2012, acknowledges that technology is outpacing regulation, but says current law is clear.
Well, every innovation provides opportunity for doing new things and better, doing the old things better. So, you know, it is something that clearly needs to be addressed in the law, and it will be. But until it is, you know, those of us who represent the public and have a public trust have to be aware of and adhere to the law as it currently applies. And this was a case of an arrogant disregard of the law.
Said points out that in 1981, the FAA issued an advisory with voluntary guidelines for people using model aircraft.
I think it wasn't clear in 1981 that those voluntary guidelines would, you know, be something that should apply to drones that are available on Amazon for $300 or $400, and that they're ubiquitous, they're everywhere, they're inexpensive, and that there's a lot of interest in using them. And all of those factors mean that you might have people who don't know what they're doing flying these things in crowded areas, which presents a danger to the public, unlike the very organized and very skilled community of model aircraft operators who've been around for decades now, who weren't experimenting with these things in the public in quite the same way. And so that's really, I think, the crux of why the FAA is in such a pickle, because the communities who are using them are changing. The integration is happening quickly.
And she says innovation is outpacing the lawmaking process. Separately, the FAA is appealing a case in which an administrative law judge sided with a commercial drone videographer FAA officials tried to fine. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.